we were approached by Disability Wales to create a piece of theatre about disability hate crime to educate young people about the impact of disability hate crime on disabled people's lives.
Sorry, what? I'm just saying, it speaks. Listen, whatever your name is.
Alice. Her name is Alice.
I don't think I'm going to like you.
I'm Elise and I've directed the piece. It's not just a piece of theatre that you watch and then you go away at the end of. Everybody who's watching it takes quite an active role, and so they'll get to pick some scenes where they think somebody could have done something different, focus on the character they most empathise with, and they will try to maybe give that character advice or suggest things that they can do differently. And it's quite hard. You don't make it easy for people to just come in and go, well, don't bully, because that's not real life. So it's quite tough, and it really makes them think a lot.
Don't worry about me.
Really?
Yeah, you get used to people like you. You have to.
I'm Cara Riedel, and the character I'm playing is Alice, and she's the victim, but she's not a pushover, and she likes to stand up to the bully. But I think the more the bullying goes on, the more she gets down about it.
I'm Dan Edge, and I play the character of Tom. Tom is a disabled guy who's had a bit of a difficult past and is probably best known for his temper, which he loses a little bit.
No, wait, I drink here all the time. If somebody's got a problem with that, they can take it up with me.
Hey, look who it isn't. Gave all his clothes, is it, Reese?
Funny one.
My name's Amy Griggs and I play the role of Katrin. Katrin is essentially the antagonist in the piece, The Bully, but as the play evolves we learn that there's her own issues that she has going on, and there's a reason that she is like she is.
Just walk away. Oops. Sorry. I forgot you can't.
Hi, my name is Simon Morgan Thomas and I'm playing the character of Reese. In the piece, I suppose I really identify with him, and I hope the audience will identify with him. When we're replaying scenes, as you might do in forum theatre, so we'll take a scene from the piece and we'll look at attempting to change the outcome and the ways you can do that. And yeah, it's that character that has the power to change the outcome of the scene.
Oh, don't listen to it.
Chill out, it's fine, babe.
People don't always realise what disability hate crime is, so we're wanting to sort of educate people as to what it is, and also to make people think sometimes about the words that they use, maybe in everyday life, that they don't even necessarily realise where these words came from and that they have got quite derogatory meanings.
What are you doing, your mom?
You don't want yours all around here.
Are you deaf as well?
Think about the impact on other people and how people are affected, and so try and put themselves in somebody else's shoes, really. But also to realise that you don't have to put up with any kind of bullying, any kind of hate crime, and there are places to go and there are people that can help you.